good do you feel about how Shields and Block are progressing?
Making progress. I just seen them in the meetings. There's a plan for them today. We'll see how they respond. I think Brian, Sam, and even David, we probably won't know until the end of the week.
How about BJ? He seemed pretty good in the locker room yesterday.
I looked good this morning. So we'll see. We'll see what he can do today. But he's still in the protocol.
Shields is out of the protocol, right?
He's the back end of it.
Mike, it's so unusual to see Clay go back-to-back games without a tackle. I guess how much of that is maybe a function of teams adjusting to him, or are there other variables involved with that?
Well, Clay Matthews is clearly, our most disruptive player. Statistics I don't think ever always tell the full story. You got to look inside the statistic or the performance. So I don't think it's an indication of anything.
What do you thought of Minnesota's offensive line? They've obviously lost two starters right away, but their whole group's played together the whole season too. So,
Definitely. The best offensive lines play together week in and week out. That's something that if you look at teams that are successful in offensive lines that play 16 weeks or so together, there's a direct correlation to that. So, and that's definitely been the case in Minnesota. I mean, it's definitely a cohesive group.
Flip side, Mike, you got every one of your guys on the injury report this week. It's been that way, all five of those guys, for a good portion of the time. How do you think you guys have handled just the lack of continuity that you have?
Well, I mean, definitely for the most part, we've handled it. Last week, we didn't handle it, and then there's just, when I get into specifics and everything, just some things that we're, trying to get done, supposed to get done, we did not. So, I mean, it's definitely something we'll learn from. But I really like our group. I mean, it's clearly the most flexible group that we've had in my time here, and it's definitely the deepest offensive line group. So, as I've stated earlier and a number of times before, this is the best offensive line that we've had in my time in Green Bay.
Do you think it's will be more helpful? It looked like you had sitting practicing more yesterday. Does he need a full week of practice to just?
I mean, Josh, this has really been he's been on this same plan now for 4 or 5 weeks. So he has the trust of the coaches and just making sure he's getting what he needs to get ready for Sunday.
Hey Mike, back on DJ really quick. When you lost him, what did you think about what you got from the Troy Guyon in that game, and what do you think he could potentially provide inside of?
Latroy did a lot of good things. Mike Pinnell did some good things too. So it's a good rotation up front. Clearly, one of the strengths of our team has been our defensive line. So we'll see how BJ gets through the week.
From a field position standpoint, Mike, how do you think your special teams has done?
Well, I think our coverage units have played well. Throughout the year, I think we've been consistent. We'll be really challenged this week. Obviously, with the, you look at the last game, obviously the impact of their return game and really what they're ranked too. So I think you're going to see an outstanding special teams battle Sunday night because I think both groups are playing well. Ball placement will be critical in this game, and the coverage units obviously will be a big part of that.
Does that get
coming off of that?
Is this as good as you felt about where you are in special teams in a while?
I mean, I feel better this year than last year. I mean, if you're looking for a comparable.
Does the weather make a big impact as far as special teams? As far as you mentioned ball placement, obviously.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean it's technically I guess January football, Lambeau Field on Sunday night. So I mean the handling of the football will be critical. It's always critical to the success of the game in all three phases, and we definitely got to handle it better on offense, and we definitely got to handle it on special teams, and we got to take it away. And the placement of the football, whether we're throwing it, kicking it, punting it, will be another key element of the game.
Mike, I think in the last game against Steph Peterson's longest carry was maybe 10 or 11 yards. When you can limit him, not having any explosives, how much does that change the game?
Well, I mean, Adrian's a great player. He's an impact player. So, I mean, he's obviously a focal point of the defense, regardless who they compete against. I mean, it's something that he's dealt with his whole football life. I mean, frankly, I mean, you just watch the way he's played at every level. So, and, you know, that'll definitely be the case Sunday night. But, you know, it's going to be a four-quarter run game, and that's what we're preparing for.
Michael, how versatile is Trevor for you? How big impact can he have, or how much of a safety valve is he for you after you went in and played tackle? Trevor?
JC?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, JC's an excellent football player. I mean, you think of what he's done just this year. I mean, you know, as far as playing center, playing tackle. I don't know how many guys can do that. So we're always looking for things for him, but just his flexibility of being able really to back up every position on the offensive line is so unique. So yeah, we're
you feel confident you can play guard too.
Absolutely, yes.
And we talked a lot about your patience with Mason a few years ago and how that was rewarded. Is it the same story with Tim and why that you guys?
Yeah, I think these are really, you know, big picture questions for, you know, after the Super Bowl. But I, you know, at least, you know, yeah, I'm happy where we are at 10, but I'm in the middle of the fight here. You know, I'm not really ready to do comparables to prior years.